Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio program. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, our morning worship service at 10:45, and then Sunday night at 6 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can be seen on the local TV station, Channel 6, at 8 p.m. on the second and fourth Thursday night. We're just an old-fashioned, Bible-believing Baptist church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer.
God picked up a sparrow that could no longer fly. Then he brushed off its wounds and then watched it soar into the sky.
My knees.
Amen. What a beautiful day the Lord's given this morning, and I hope that you're rejoicing in the Lord and always giving thanks unto Him. He sure has blessed us this past week, this past year. In fact, every day the Bible said that He daily loads us with blessings and benefits, and I guarantee you that our cup always runs over. We have more than we've needed, and I'm certainly glad this morning that I'm saved. I'm glad the Lord saved me, not because of anything that I've ever done or am doing, but because of His grace and His mercy this morning, because of the blood that Jesus Christ shed on Calvary, that all men could be saved, that whosoever will could come and receive the blessing of eternal life this morning, putting their faith and trust in Calvary this morning. And so it's just good to know the Lord this morning, know this world's coming apart by the seams, getting worse every day. The outlook on the horizon is always glim and gloom, but I'm glad this morning I can look up and know that my redemption is certainly drawing nigh, that this world, and every day it seems like more, is not my final home. I'm glad. Thank God there is a land fairer than day that's far, far away from this old troublesome world this morning. I'm glad there's a meeting place for all of God's people one day after a while. And so the best is still yet to come, child of God. So look up and rejoice even through our sorrows and tears. We know the Bible said that weeping may endure for the night, but joy does come in the morning. Thank God. And I'm glad for that. So I hope you're getting ready to go to church this morning. I know that we're taking precautions in this time of the COVID virus, and we're doing that here at Mountain View, trying to mitigate all the opportunities that the virus may have, and we're of course disinfecting and taking care of the church before services. We're taking temperatures as folks come in, wearing masks, and got pews marked off, and so we're doing the best we can, taking all the precautions that we can. But I trust that you'll go to the house of the Lord this morning and rejoice and worship Him who's worthy of all of our praise this morning. Remember these on our prayer list, Brother Cecil Parrish this morning, Jesse Robinson. Also keep remembering Glenn Henderson, Edna Owens this morning. Also keep remembering Wayne and Shirley Forbes this morning in your prayers. Kenneth Wallen, a special request for him. Keep praying for Doris Latta and Richard Compton this morning. Also, Bob and Linda Schaefer, appreciate them listening in this morning. Howard and Helen Odom this morning. Also, Zula Ellis and Miss Bessie Hawkins. Remember them in prayer this morning. And, of course, remember Dugan Brown this morning. So hope he's feeling better, and hope this song is a blessing to you this morning.
I know you're going through the fire. It's getting hard to stand the heat, but even harder is the wondering, is God's hand still on me? It's lonely in the flames when you're counting the days of pressure it can take, how many times around the wheel till there's submission to His will. He's playing a beautiful design, but it will take some fire and time. It's gonna be okay, 'cause the potter knows the clay. Friend, I've just come through that fire not too very long ago, and looking back I can see why, and that my God was in control. But on the hottest days I'd cry, oh Lord, isn't it about time? But the potter knows the clay, how much pressure it can take, submission to His will. He's planned a beautiful design, but it will take some fire and time. It's gonna be okay, 'cause the potter knows the
Amen. Matthew chapter 8 this morning, verse number 5. The Bible said, when Jesus entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and thy servant shall be healed. I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. I say to this man, go, and he goeth. I say to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said unto them that followed, verily, I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. I say unto you, there shall be many come from the east and the west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out of darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And the servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Our fathers, we come before you this morning, how we thank you, God, this morning, such a wonderful, beautiful day, God, that you've given, Lord, that you've made, and let us be a part of this morning, God. Thank you for your word this morning, God, and I thank you for the privilege this morning, God, to preach your word this morning, God, to go to your house, to honor you this morning, God. I pray that wherever your people are gathered together this morning, you'd be in the midst. I pray for these we made mention this morning, God, that you'd certainly deal with their circumstances and their situation. God, that you'd minister unto their lives this morning, God. I pray that you'd save to the uttermost this morning, God, those that come to the saving knowledge of Christ this morning, God. I pray you'd anoint your men this morning, God, to boldly stand and proclaim the truths of thy word. God, let revival continue on in our county and in our hearts and in our churches this morning. Lord, I pray you'd have your way and your will this morning. Bless, and we'll thank you and praise you for everything this morning in Jesus' name. Amen this morning and amen. Now then, the Bible said here in verse number 8, the centurion said unto Jesus, speak the word only, and thy servant shall be healed. I want to preach on the thought this morning, God being our helper, concerning one word from the throne. One word from the throne this morning. Man, I'll tell you sometimes, dear friend, this morning we try to complicate the thing, situation. We try to make a mountain out of a molehill this morning. And I realize sometimes that things get dark and desperate. But isn't it wonderful this morning, dear friend, that one word from the throne can change everything and anything that's in our life this morning. I mean, how often our life is, dear friend, with all of its vast potential and plans and pursuits, can be narrowed down to one particular instance. Amen. When certain circumstances avail us, it seems like time just almost comes to a standstill. Whether it be a tragedy, whether it be a trial or some kind of trouble in our life. And we can't seem to focus on anything else. We struggle to make sense out of it. We wrestle to try to make some decision. We strive just to hold things together and to hold out this morning. And I know not every matter this morning seems so simple, dear friend, but I'll tell you, a lot of times we complicate the matter when we try to analyze it. Dear friend, we try to figure it out. We're not Einstein this morning. Dear friend, I'll tell you today, many a circumstances comes to our life. Many a problem arises. Many a circumstances is thrust upon us this morning. Dear friend, but isn't it wonderful to know, dear friend, that one word from heaven, I thank God this morning, I can nullify all of your equations. Amen. Brother, when you don't figure heaven in on the matter, dear friend, you've left out the most important thing. I don't care how bad it looks. I don't care how dark and desperate it gets. I'm telling you this morning, Jesus, I can speak the word only this morning, and everything can change. I thank God this morning. I'm glad for the word of God this morning. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, what kind of world would we be in if we had no word from God? Amen. It'd be chaos. It'd be depressing. And brother, it'd be destructive this morning. But I'm glad in the midst of it all today, we've got a more sure word. I thank God from heaven this morning. And that's all that it takes, brother. I'm glad we don't have to wait for Congress to pass an act. I'm glad we don't have to wait for some pharmaceutical company to come up with a cure. I'm glad we don't have to wait this morning for things to get better or things to work out. I'm glad all it takes is one word from the throne, one word from heaven, and everything can be changed in our life this morning. The Bible said the word came in the beginning. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3, we know this morning that the world was framed by the word of God. Amen. Brother, when you go back to Genesis 1, dear friend, the Bible said, and God said, and God said, and God said. He is the only one having a conversation this morning. Because he was and is and always will be the first and the last. Amen. The Bible said in Hebrews 1 verse 3, dear friend, that he upholdeth, dear friend, all things by the power of his word. Amen. Dear friend, the word of the Lord came unto this one and came unto that one. How many times do you read that in the Old Testament? Amen. In the New Testament, the Bible said in John 1:14, the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Amen. When Jesus spake, he spake not as the scribes and the Pharisees, but as one having authority. They said, never a man spake like this man. And what manner of man is this that even the waves and the wind obey him? I realize some despised and hated him and wanted to stone him for his words. Dear friends, some hearts burned within them because of his word. I thank God for the working of the word of God in the lives of men this morning. Amen. You can't rely on men this morning, not our abilities, not our promises this morning. You can't rely on machines, dear friend, to do what we can't do. You can't rely on medicine to fix and to heal every circumstance. You can't rely on miracles, dear friend, luck and a chance and a twist of fate. Dear friend, you can't lie. I rely on your own mindset. Amen. Dear friend, we say, well, it can't happen unless this or that happens, or that's got to happen first. And we set limits. Dear friend, this morning, I'm telling you, the Lord can do all things this morning. Dear friend, and to him that believeth, all things are possible. The only limits that God has are those we put on him. The only boundaries that God has are those that we apply upon him this morning. Amen. Dear friend, God's word cannot fail. Amen. Isaiah 55:11. I said, my word shall not return unto me void, but will accomplish where I send it. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Every jot and every tittle will be fulfilled. God doesn't make idle threats. God just doesn't make predictions.
Brother, he speaks prophecy. Amen. God just doesn't give opinions. He gives commandments. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, his word is settled in heaven, preserved unto every generation. I will stand when the world's on fire, sharper than any two-edged sword. God's word cannot fall. Amen. 1 Samuel 3:19 said, God's word will not fall to the ground. Amen. God's not a politician. Dear friend, he doesn't make empty promises. He doesn't take polls. Dear friend, he doesn't go with the flow. Dear friend, this morning I'm telling you, dear friend, God's words are life. They're life, they're food, they're strength. I thank God this morning. Is God still speaking? Yes, he is. Amen. We're not getting a new revelation. Dear friend, this morning he's not updating his word. He's not editing his word. But I'm glad he's still giving a word. In fact, Amos 8:11 said, in the last days there'll come a famine, not for food or water, but for the hearing of the word of God. Our ears have become dull. Amen. Dear friend, I don't know what you're going through this morning, and I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what you're dealing with, but I am telling you this morning that one word from the throne can change everything in your life. Woo! Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful this morning? I don't care how deep and dark and desperate that it is, and how bad the circumstances have. I turn this morning. One word from heaven, I think God can change it all. Amen. Dear friend, I'm glad we can leave different than what it was when we came. Dear friend, one word can make all the difference in our life this morning. Amen. I want to say, first of all, that one word from the throne can calm the storm that you're in. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, storms may arise in a moment. We may see some of them brewing afar off, and they may get dark, and they may get destructive. Dear friend, but I'm glad this morning that one word from heaven, thank God, can calm the storms in your life this morning. Dear friend, he can give you peace in your heart. Amen. Jesus said, my peace I'm going to leave with you. Not as the world knows it. Amen. But peace, it passes all understanding. And peace is like a river. I thank God this morning, peace can roll over you in the midst of your storm. Dear friend, I'm glad that one word from the throne can bring peace to our heart. One word can make the storm pass over you. Amen. His mercies are new every morning. Dear friend, I'm glad the sun will come out again. Dear friend, this morning I'm glad, thank God, dear friend, that he has mercy upon us. Dear friend, in one word from the throne, and the clouds can roll back, and the sun can come out. Dear friend, and the seas can calm down. I'm just telling you this morning, brother, tonight you may be in the fight of your life. You may think you've come to the end of the line. You may think this is it, brother, you're going under. But I'm telling you, heaven can respond. One word from the throne of God, and everything can change in your life instantaneously. Dear friend, I want you to know, not only can he calm the storm, but he can change the situation. Amen. Dear friend, I know things may have gotten out of whack and gotten out of balance. I'm telling you, God can make things right with one word from the throne. Amen. You may have taken a loss. You may have taken a setback. Dear friend, but God can give you everything back, can restore you. I can cause your cup to overrun and can bless you this morning and make things right. Dear friend, with one word from the throne. Amen. Dear friend, he can make reconciliation. God's good at putting things back together. Dear friend, told Jeremiah, go down to the potter's house. And then when he seen the wheel, and he seen the, dear friend, the potter that had marred the clay, dear friend, and he put it back on the wheel and began to work it. After a vessel of honor, God said, can I not do this with your life? I can put it back together. I can fix what's broken. I can. I thank God change the circumstance in the situation. With one word from the throne, God can change it all this morning. You say, preacher, things are going too far. And the things just can't be reversed. And things can't be undone. And I just don't see no way out of it. Well, I'm glad I'm serving a bigger God. I dear friend, that what you can figure out this morning. Yeah, man, if I could get out of it, brother, I wouldn't need God. If I could figure it out, I wouldn't need God. But I'm glad He's woo! I'm glad He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Yeah, man, I'm glad He said, call upon me, and I'll show you great and mighty things which you know not. I'm glad with one word from the throne, God can cure the sickness. Yeah, man. I'm not going to let that TB and PTL crowd steal my thunder, brother. Dear friend, I believe God still got power to heal. I don't believe He's selling tickets. Dear friend, I don't believe He's selling snake oil. Dear friend, but I do believe that God's able. Thank God this morning. Dear friend, to give a word from the throne and bring healing to our bodies, healing to our minds, healing to our emotions. Dear friend, God's able to cure the sickness, amen. God's got a mandate. Dear friend, it's not that He cures everyone. It's not His will every time. But thank God this morning I'm not sick. Amen. I can thank God for that every day. Dear friend, that He didn't put it on me this morning. Dear friend, that He didn't take down the hedge and allow the Satan to buffet me this morning. I'm glad for His mercy as He had on Hezekiah, seen His tears and heard His prayer and had compassion. Dear friend, this man touched the heart of God when he humbled himself. And God sent a word. Thank God and healed him. Amen. Dear friend, this morning I'm glad. Dear friend, this morning for His majesty. God has showed His power many times. How many folks have walked away from the hospital? Dear friend, that shouldn't have. How many times have the doctor scratched his head and walked away? Thank God this morning. Dear friend, I'm telling you, we're to give Him thanks and praise. Dear friend, I'm telling you, the results may come back negative. And the doctor may have a bad report. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, one word from the throne can change everything. I can cure the sickness that may be in your life. And then also let me say this morning, one word from the throne can consent to your supplications. Amen. What are you saying? I'm saying God can answer your prayer this morning. Amen. You may have been praying for 20 years and you may think that it's still impossible. Dear friend, but one word from the throne and God can answer that prayer. Amen. He can put that family back together. Dear friend, He can save that precious soul. He can restore that backslider. He can bless that church. Dear friend, I'm telling you, God, I can answer that prayer this morning. Dear friend, and one word is all that it takes. Dear friend, this morning, the fasting and praying and the tears that we've shed. Dear friend, I'm telling you, God can make use of that with one word from the throne. And so then this morning, when you feel hopeless and you feel helpless and you feel like things, there's just no way that it ever can get back to where it needs to be, and there's just no way that it can be undone, and it's just gone too far. Brother, you remember one thing. All He has to do is speak the word, and it'll be done. Amen. I cut it short this morning because I want to play you a song. Every time the devil tells you this morning, dear friend, that it's gone too far and got too far out of hand, and it's beyond repair, I want you to remember these words this morning and sing this little tune in your heart. I thank God this morning. May the Lord bless you this morning. Now you listen to the words of this song.